Last summer, we shared the story of a group bringing a large telescope from Pennsylvania to Northwest Arkansas. The nonprofit organization behind the effort is NWA Space. The group has continued to work on finding a permanent home for the telescope and has hosted several space-related events throughout the region. Earlier this week, Catherine Auld, board chairwoman of NWA Space, came to Studio 123 to talk to Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the history and the future of the nonprofit.
We looked around a couple of years ago and said, there's not really any place for young people, teenagers and young adults, to do science because, you know, we have all these science tech careers in the United States and not enough people. Well, the way to get them in the careers is to make them realize that science is interesting. So we said, maybe we should build a science center. And then we ended up, through this amazing series of events, getting a giant telescope.
Last summer.
July, actually, of last summer. The telescope is 36 feet long and 2 feet in diameter, so it is enormous. It's also very old. It saw first light in 1911. So it has this amazing history of astronomical research. And Swarthmore College said, we need to repurpose this building. This telescope doesn't work where it is. We don't want to just throw it in a landfill. Does anybody want it? And so we said, we do. We had to fill out a proposal and everything, and we won because we want to refurbish the telescope for use. Some of the other people who wanted it wanted to put it in a museum so that people could look at it. We want to look through it at stuff. So we won, and then we had to figure out, how are we going to get this thing here? It came in on 2 semi-trucks, so it was huge. The whole thing weighs 50,000 pounds.
Wow.
So it's ginormous. And so now we have a telescope, and we have to build something to put it in.
So where is the telescope right now? It's probably not in the semi-truck still?
No. No, it's in storage in a little building behind 8th Street Market in Bentonville.
Because I assume it's in pieces.
It's in pieces.
Yeah.
The smallest piece weighs 1,300 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
The largest piece weighs nearly 9,000.
Wow.
So it's in pieces, and it's cast iron. So it's big and huge and heavy, and it eventually will have to build a whole building to put it in.
And so the idea is to put it in. Earlier this year, there was an announcement about a space center being constructed, or hopefully, in Lowell. Lowell is working on organizing a park, the Kathleen Johnson Memorial Park, and they're hoping to put this planetarium there.
Right. So the city has agreed to lease us 10 acres for phase one in this park, which is going to be 99 acres, I think. So we'll get 10 acres for phase one, which is an observatory for the telescope, office, a classroom, you know, a beginning. And then once we get that built in about 2 years, then they'll lease us another 10 acres for planetarium, more classrooms, some exhibit space. We have some big ideas to go in this 20 acres. It's going to be awesome.
So what goes into an observatory? I think the only one that I remember being to is the one in LA. And, you know, the Griffith Observatory.
Well, for the observatory, we're envisioning a dome with the telescope in it. There will be a few things on the walls and some information. In the 60s, this telescope was renovated with electronic controls. And so we have the cabinet that held that, which is like 8 feet long and 6 feet tall and huge. And that will be sort of set up on the side as a, cool, this is what it used to require to run this thing. And now we run it from an iPad. So it'll be there as cool, and the history of the telescope will be on the walls. But an observatory technically is just the home that the telescope sits in. The dome will have to spin and open some way so that you can protect the telescope and still see the sky.
The idea is that the public will be able to look through the telescope and look at space.
Yes, we will be open to the public, look at space. This telescope Jupiter will be approximately the size of someone's head standing 10 feet away from you.
Okay.
So, you know, when I look through my telescope in my backyard, Jupiter looks like, you know, a pea.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be much bigger in this telescope.
So you can see a lot better with this gigantic thing than
yes.
you might with something that you bought at Walmart, for example.
Yes. Yes. You will be able to see more details, better resolution.
Okay. And then the planetarium, phase two, what are your plans for that?
The dream is a planetarium big enough to bring in school field trips,
okay.
so 120 chairs. So the dome for the planetarium will be almost as big as the dome for the telescope. But a planetarium is basically you walk into a room and the sky is a bowl and you project light onto the ceiling and, you know, you can do the old traditional planetarium where they're just doing the night sky and demonstrating. Or we want to have a digital planetarium so that you can show movies mm. and science and you can, you know, sort of zoom into something far out that you can't really see without, you know, magnification. So it'll be great.
So still early stages. You're expecting the observatory to be built in 2 years, you said?
Well, we have 6 months from... Okay. Actually, we haven't signed the contract
sure.
yet because they're working on the survey to figure out exactly which part of the land is
right.
going to be our 10 acres. Once we sign the contract, we have 6 months to get a master plan
okay.
to the city for city planning. That'll take a couple of months, and then we have 2 years to build it and get it going.
Okay.
So probably 3 years from now,
uh-huh.
but hopefully.
Hopefully.
Sooner if we, you know, get great donors.
Right. So I imagine there will be a capital campaign, and
yes.
has that started yet? Because I imagine if you're still signing contracts and things, you don't have a plan, you don't have a price tag, you don't necessarily.
Correct. We don't have... Well, I have a price tag in my
in
head,
your head.
Just based on going to other
sure.
science centers and saying,
sure.
okay, so how much did it cost you to build this? How much does it cost you to run this? We've visited lots of other places and said, ooh, we want to do this. Oh, and we love this idea. And so we're, you know, building an idea. So we do have some idea what
sure.
it's going to cost, but not really. Not a good price tag yet.
Right. But once you do, that'll be announced, and I assume
yes.
the public will be able to donate?
Yes, the public will be able to donate. We want partnerships with everyone. You know, when you donate to an organization, you're partnering with them. So we want to be partners with everybody.
Why is it important that this area has a planetarium or an observatory? Why is it important to have that science center?
Well, it all comes down really for me to careers. You know, the United States as a whole has far more science and tech job openings than we have qualified people to fill them. And so you get in people engaged by catching their interest. We want to build something so that our Northwest Arkansas young people are the ones filling these careers. We have so many job openings and opportunities. And I want to, you know, I believe that we should be the ones filling that. Because why not? Why not be us instead of people from some other place?
So let's switch gears from long-term plans to more short-term plans, things that are happening now. You guys have been doing events throughout the area. What are some of the events that you guys have going on maybe regularly? Or I know you have one coming up on Saturday as well.
Well, let's start with regularly. We go to First Friday on the Bentonville Square every month. We are doing star parties. We do Moon on Dixon and Moon on Main Street in Gravette and Moon on the Square in Bentonville. So
you go look at the moon through a telescope?
Yes. We go stand on a street corner in the middle of town with three or four telescopes and say, hey, do you want to look at the moon? Or whatever it is, a lot of the time there's Jupiter, Saturn, several mm-hmm. other things. Because even in town, under the bright streetlights, there's still cool stuff to look at.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple of, actually quite a few times, that people have sat down and, you know, tears in their eyes because this is the first time I've ever looked at whatever through a telescope. So that's awesome and lots of fun. We have been working with Explore Scientific, who partnered with Astronomers Without Borders, which is a, well, they're based in Florida, but they work all over the world, to recycle the eclipse glasses from the eclipse last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because South America has an eclipse that's coming up July the 2nd of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so Scott Roberts, who's the founder of Explore Scientific, said, you know, we really shouldn't throw away all of these eclipse glasses. We should do something with them. So he called Astronomers Without Borders, and they said, oh, this is an awesome idea. You collect them, sort them, package them up. We'll get them to South America. Hey, cool. So we are helping do the sorting.
Okay.
Explore Scientific has a shipping container filled to the ceiling with envelopes and boxes of eclipse glasses. The estimate at the moment is probably 2.5 or 3 million pairs.
Wow.
And so we open the package and, you know, it may be 2 eclipse glasses, or we've had packages that came in with, you know, 5,000, because there were all these places that ordered them. And like, we had a park from Tennessee that they were completely clouded out for the eclipse. So the boxes were never even opened. They just shipped all like 20 boxes to us, and we opened them up and went, oh, yes, these are good, and packaged them up and put them aside for South America. But, you know, there was all of that scandal with fake eclipse glasses. Mm-hmm. What we're discovering is that there are a handful of companies that are guaranteed. They're just good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are taking those and packaging them up. Mm-hmm. If it's not from those certified good companies, then we toss them.
Okay.
Also, if they're damaged or dirty.
Sure.
But that way, you know, the ones that we're shipping on, we're fairly certain that they're in good condition and they're the appropriate kind. They're enough clear
protection
so that, you know, we don't want to send them to South America and then have some young person get their vision damaged. But we might as well.
Sure.
It's all so much better than throwing them away.
Absolutely.
And so we will have an event on Saturday at Explore Scientific in Springdale, which is at 1010 West 48th Street. And we will be showing people what to do. It's really simple. You flip it over on the back, and if you see one of these 5 companies, then you put that in one pile and those get boxed up. And if you don't see that, you throw them in the box. So it's really easy to do, but we have millions of them to get through. Every time we do an event, we get somewhere between 40 and 100,000 of them sorted. So we need to have lots more of these events.
So volunteers welcome.
Volunteers are welcome. And volunteers who want, you know, us to bring the glasses to you and do it. I took some to an elementary school.
Okay.
And we got through about 50,000 that day just by having the students help.
Okay.
Because it's real easy.
Mm-hmm.
If it says one of these 5 names, it's good.
So that's happening this Saturday.
What time? Oh, from 9 until 3 we will be there. And it's come and go, spend 20 minutes or 6 hours, whatever makes you happy.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time and best of luck with the event on Saturday.
Thank you.
That was Catherine Auld, board chairwoman of NWA Space, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week. More information about the group is available at nwa.space.